This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning. We're just doing a few halachas of Hilchas Tzitzis. Today's shir is dedicated by Gordon Zitzholz in honor of tall people who put a rubber ball into a hole. And even though they, even if they're married to Jewish people, they're not necessarily Jewish, they don't have to wear tzitzis. But when a Jewish person plays basketball, they do need to wear tzitzis. It's in Yana Diyama. You have to wear tzitzis. If you're walking Dalet Amos.
Is this like dirty work?
Is it dirty work? There's no p'tor of dirty work on tzitzis. Have a special basketball pair of tzitzis. Anyway, we're up to Lamed Gimel. Let's just finish up. In Lamed Beis, we saw that our clothing that are, let's say, what are you referred to as a rekel, which are rubai pasuach, there are those who pater them because the front corners are not aligned to the back corners. In other words, basically, our jackets, our suits, back in the day, they were split in the middle. Nowadays, people have vents. But back in the ancient times, like in the 1980s, when dinosaurs roamed the earth, there was a vent, there was one slit in the middle. So then you had two corners in the front and one and two in the middle and the back. They were not aligned opposite each other. So that would be a justification for not putting tzitzis on it. There are those who question it. Therefore, Yirei Shamayim should circle one of the corners. Most suits today anyway they're rounded. But now the question is, what about the actual kapotas? The kapotas, which are, let's say, the corners in the front are aligned with the corners in the back. So he says, Oysam begadim hanikra kapota oy sardak shepasuach gamkein me'achareyem. So and presumably he's talking about a case where they're aligned with the corners in the front. Im rubai pasuach. If they're mostly open, chayv lasas karnagula. You have to round off one of the corners. V'yoyser tov she'agal oid shtei kranos. It's good to round off two corners. Kedei she'tishar rak bas shalosh, so that it's only a three-cornered garment. So he's talking about some kind of garment that maybe has a bunch of corners, even more than four. And it won't be enough to round one. You'd have to round two. But Mreitzel asks them tzitzis. If you want to put tzitzis on them, yasa pasuach roiv hanir lainayim. If you do want to put tzitzis on it, you should make it a majority that's apparent to the eyes. Meaning, otherwise, it's not clear. There's an issue of maris ayin if you're just going to put tzitzis and it's not roiv hanir lainayim. Yasa beis tzitzis lefanov ubeis laachrav.
It has to be ruvoi pasuach. Which, do we even see that today? I mean, is there a kapata that somebody wears?
No, usually not. Usually not. Okay. Next case. Talis shetsida achas merubas. A talis that one side is square. Vitzad shekenegda agula. And the other side is circle. Interesting talis. Vissadak is a talis. Samach las chalas ha'igol. You split the talus near where the circle begins. Mi beis hatzdadim. So now technically, you have four corners. How do you have four corners? Let's say like this. You have a talus that is, it's rounded on one side and it's square on the other side. So right now you have two corners. And then you split the talus pretty close up. So you have one, two, three, four. V'sadeh yisal som l'aschosso igum ibeiz hatstadin on both sides. Im ein hastak b'roi v'atalis, if the split is not in the majority of the talis, loy mikri kanaf, it's not going to be called a corner. V'efshir, it's possible, dim shnei hastakim roiv k'neged anishar sagi, that if the two splits are the majority against what's left over, it's enough. Avo b'miyod, if it's only a minority, vaday loy mikri kanaf, it's not called a corner. V'zehu tam debegadim shalanu b'turim, av sheyesh lam kanaf miyamin u kanaf mismal milmala. Now, in some more non-observant kind of shuls, they fold the talis and they wear it around their neck. Yeah?
Like a scarf.
Like a scarf. So they take it. You know, they wear it like this, you know. Usually it comes along with a microphone, you know.
How did that happen?
It's a good look. Good luck.
Yeah.
You know?
It's usually it comes from something.
They were emulating the Shababniks who like to wear scarves in Israel, you know? It looks good. So Ein lekapel atalis kishalov she'ad she'adak. Don't fold it until it's very thin. Basically, it's supposed to cover the majority of your body. It's not, and Stam, while we're on the topic, I said this a million times, but when people put on the talis in the morning and they cover their head and then they go like this, so basically, we're doing the exact same thing. Your body, the majority of the back, needs to be covered when you're doing the atkufa. So it's not just when you're giving a sermon, you can't drape it over your neck like a conservative rabbi. It's also when you're putting on the talis. You need to actually, your body needs to be covered when you're being ma'atef. Okay, Rabbi, have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.